From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Israeli security forces shot and killed a Palestinian man who opened fire on them early Sunday in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli police and military had been looking for the suspect, who they believed had carried out two shooting attacks on Israelis in the West Bank Saturday. An Israeli police spokesman said the terrorist was found and surrounded. He pulled out his weapons, and in response, the terrorist was killed by Israeli security forces in the West Bank village of Nabi Saleh, near the city of Ramallah. One Palestinian was lightly wounded in the shooting, and there were no Israeli casualties. French President Emmanuel Macron and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday remembered the victims of a mass deportation of French Jews to Nazi camps during the Holocaust. Fewer than 100 people survived after 13,000 people were rounded up and sent to concentration camps in July 1942. This is Netanyahu.
We share a desire to see a stable and peaceful Middle East. We discussed both the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, but also the growing opportunities for cooperation between Israel and some of our Arab neighbors because of this sense, a new sense, of shared threats and shared interests.
President Macron and Prime Minister Netanyahu later spoke about the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, the Iran nuclear deal, and French-Israeli technological cooperation. You're listening to news from The Voice of America in Washington. On Sunday, Iraqi